these are very nasty incidents. One in particular of a woman in Craigan, where not only was her home burgundy, but she was in bed sleeping when they entered her bedroom as well, and this woman isn't well with cancer, which adds to the distress and certainly the anxiety from her family, whom I have spoken to today. There's other people who have had their car stolen to have their personal belongings thrown across the streets. There's been three or four, I understand, on Friday as well. It's not very nice. I think clearly there's a gang of people doing this for whatever reason, whether it's to fuel their addiction levels and alcohol or drugs, but certainly as a community and as a city, we need to find a way of apprehending those people responsible before somebody innocent is badly hurt. And that's why I made an appeal, and I'm making it again, urgently. Those people responsible for carrying these break-ins need to be caught, and I would encourage anyone with information to come forward with it. And if they're not comfortable with that, pass that information on to me, because we can't afford this to go on. You know, there's a lot of good people, decent people living in Craig, and this community has been tarnished so many times over the years. Now be a gang of thugs who are breaking into older people's homes and causing so much distress. It's awful, boy.
And do you think these burglaries are linked?
Well, clearly, the number of them recently and the acceleration of them would only suggest in one's mind it's the same group of people who are doing that. People are saying they may know the names, and I'm saying to the people up there, if you know who's responsible, you have a duty and a responsibility to make it. Could be your mother, it could be your grandmother next, to put an end to this here, and let's get the police and the criminal justice system taking these people off the streets.